Everyone, welcome to your podcast. Mike, my co-host, of course, Mike, welcome to your podcast.
Todd, well, good morning, and yes, welcome to your podcast.
Well, I tell you, we've got a lot to go through, and man, the space has been, lots of kind of little interesting things happening here in the last couple of weeks, and, you know, of course, the TechCrunch article more than a week or so ago really got people cranked up, and... You've been pretty busy over there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It's been nuts, which is good. I like being busy. So definitely talking to a lot of people about a lot of different things.
And we're migrating a lot of folks. And so that's interesting that that was the article that took to push a lot of people over the edge for the SoundCloud thing. But we're not going to spend too much time or actually no time on that today besides this. And I did want to talk just a little bit to all you folks about the document that was released by the IAB. They are at the point right now where they're ready for version 2 of their podcast measurement document to basically seeking public comment now through, I think, August 11th. So you can go over there and you can read through the document. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. And someone's trying to call you, Mike. What will be, and basically you should go through, and if you have questions or concerns or, you need a point clarified or, this is a time for you to get your input on a document so that the measurement committee can review those comments and make changes or updates as necessary. I know. Did you get time, Mike, to read the document at all?
No, I have been, like I said, busy all week here. So I do have it. So I will definitely be looking at it.
So that's one thing that's in the news. And of course, what we've been seeing too is lots of podcast job announcements. If you go over to podcasternews.com. You're going to find some job offers over or job openings over there for a variety of different types of folks. And, you know, sadly, most of these jobs are probably out on the East Coast. Gimlet's seeking a producer for The Pitch, and Slate seeks a director of podcast. And so this sounds like, they're not looking for just any average Joe. They want someone with a degree and experience in content development and connected to the industry.
Yeah, it's so, that whole, sort of NPR style, podcasts that are the ones that are looking for that kind of thing. And, they have whole teams that produce podcasts. And so, yeah, they definitely want somebody high caliber because, they're doing a different kind of content than most of us independents are doing.
Yeah, so the job is listed as full-time under the function sales/production, although I don't know, I'm looking at the list here, I don't think there's any quote-unquote sales that are tied to it, but who knows, and these industries, when they're running lean on people, oftentimes you're wearing more than one hat, so if you apply for any of those jobs, you're out there, make sure you ask lots of questions. Also, one thing that we've done, And it's really not been announced here, is if you have if you're a hosting customer with Blueberry and you're using our beautiful player that is actually right now under dev to allow you guys to make some color changes, and I got to see that when I was in Columbus last week. But what's happening now is if you set an iTunes image. Now, this is a feature you have to turn on, and Mike, maybe you can tell them how to do this, but if you set the iTunes image in each episode on the player now, the image will change. Now, it has to be a full 1400 by 1400 image. I don't understand why. I think it's something they did with the code, but it will actually change the, and this is not in your episode art at this time. This is only what is inside your feed set up for your iTunes image art. It will populate the player with that player.
Yeah, if there's an iTunes image associated with that post, is where that will pick up in the player. And it has to be the same specs as your show level image. And what you do is you go into PowerPress settings. This is probably exclusively PowerPress as well. But go into your PowerPress settings, and in the Episodes tab, you can turn on show level images, iTunes image per episode. I think that's what it's called, but it's just a checkbox. Save that, and then there'll be a new item in your podcast episode box where you can upload your image for that episode. And if that's in the feed, then that's the image that'll show in the player on your website. And also, I think if you embed that player into another website, it'll also show that image. But, yeah, most people don't put that kind of image in there. But if you want to, that's an option.
I like it because if you, well, especially if you're a podcaster that only puts up podcast posts and it's one after the other, it at least changes the look of the player on a post-by-post basis. You know, what I've done in the past is I have audience members. I think I'm up to about 100 images that audience members have submitted to me to use for the show. So they've actually submitted album art, and I rotate that through. So you can if you have additional images, you can set it and change the look of the player just a little bit on an episode-by-episode basis. I really like it.
Yeah, it's handy, and you know, those of you that are doing interview shows, you know, you can put your guest in an image, and your guest's image will be your show image on your player. So yeah, it kind of changes it up, so it doesn't look like a whole line of the exact same thing in your in your posts. So yeah, it's pretty cool, and the developers kind of snuck that in on us too. I just noticed
we kept asking them, when did you guys release this? And they're like, you know, and Andrew's like, oh, it's not released. Or I'm like, well, it's on my website. And Ian, Winnie, one of the devs, she kind of snuck it in. So it was one of those unannounced feature releases. And I think it's all part of their getting ready to, you know, release this new functionality for the player, which is cool.
Yeah, that's been one of our big, one of the main things that people ask me about the player. Can I change the color? Can I do this? Can I do that? And so now we're doing that. So coming up soon.
Yeah, and I think it's important too. If you've got ideas, you know, this is a lot of the stuff that we've done over the years is directly from, you know, listener feedback. You look at the SEO features in PowerPress, a lot of that was a genesis of, you know, Daniel J. Lewis giving some suggestions and some stuff we talked about. So, you know, there's anything, you know, if you have an idea, definitely send it over. You can just email us at support@blueberry.com and explain what you want or what you think we should do different. Well, Mike, you and I were together last Friday. Well, it had been a week ago Friday. Now that when this is released, but, We had a bit of a team meeting, didn't we, out at a wooded resort?
Yeah, when they stuck us out in the woods in a nice cabin with not quite great internet, so we got to get together. It was the largest gathering of Raw Voice employees in history, I think.
Yeah, we are only missing, we're missing Kathy, who is out in Denver. Sean is in California with Charles, who is in Atlanta. Who else were we missing? I guess is that it?
Yeah, or, and Jeff as well.
And Jeff, yeah, Jeff out on the East Coast. So, but yeah, it was a great day. We basically had a little bit of an, it was not a working, well, it was kind of a working agenda. We did one of those sessions where we, you know, take input from the team. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? What do we need to improve? What did we change? You know, what would you want in, you know, if we were working on a new product? And so I think, you know, we had a pretty good day. It was nice. We had food brought in from a barbecue joint. So we had barbecue for lunch, and overall, I guess we all went to dinner together, had a few cocktails and hung out. So I had fun. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, it was great. And, I got to meet a couple of the interns that I had met before, and I got to spend some time with Barry, which is always fun. Barry is our CFO and corporate lawyer, and he lives just 150 miles south of me, but we never actually run into each other very often. So it was great. I picked him up, and we got to spend 6 hours in the car each way. Probably drove each other nuts talking too much. You know how podcasters are. But
you know, that it cracks me up. He's only 150 miles south, and then Barry is actually like, you know, 2 hours, 2.5 hours from where I grew up. So it's just like, if it's 2.5 hours from, that means you're like 4.5, 5 hours from me, Mike. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And I'm 7 hours from the office. So.
Yeah.
Don't get to get down there too often, but that's all right. We communicate well online. So, but it's good to get some FaceTime with people and, you know, people that you don't see very often. And you just get to hang out in a more relaxed atmosphere rather than just talking business all the time.
Right. So you've got some training webinars coming up.
Yeah, we took a little bit of a break there on the training webinars, but since there's some new stuff in PowerPress, we're going to start that back up. The next one is on the 27th, so this Thursday, coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern. And we'll have a sign-up link right there in the show notes over at PowerPressPodcast.com. And, yeah, I just go through PowerPress from start to finish. So if you've got a WordPress.org website, a self-hosted WordPress site, or if you're going to sign up for a PowerPress site at Blueberry, you can watch this webinar. Ask questions. I start from the beginning and go all the way to getting it listed on iTunes or Apple Podcasts and Google Play, and I show you some of the features that are hosting specific. But if you're not hosting with us, you can also watch the webinar and just learn what all the settings are and how to use it.
Well, with the influx of people, I'm sure this is going to be well attended. It's been, you know, it's been kind of crazy, actually. So I know that you've been doing a lot of discussion and a lot of talking to people about how you import and migrate from SoundCloud. Matter of fact, we put an article up on the website today that those of you there can go over and read it. It's basically don't wait until it's too late to switch your podcast service provider. And we talk about, really, it kind of gets into some of the stuff we've talked about on this show. And, you know, it would be good for you to review, especially if you're a podcaster and you have, you're thinking you're being stifled in the growth of your show. And if this is for folks that are not, you know, don't have a .com and aren't using PowerPress to post, upload, publish the show, let's say you're somewhere else, and you may want to look and read through this article, because it really, it kind of hones in on the value that we believe we bring to the table when it comes to, again, having you own your brand, having it own your intellectual property, having you control your feed, and really this whole function of building your brand versus someone else's, you know, some company, your show dot some company dot com. We want you to build your show dot com. And we talk a little bit about that in this article. So the link is up in the show notes. But, you know, from a import standpoint, Mike, what advice do you have for people?
Well, if you're using PowerPress, which is what we would suggest, and that goes for PowerPress sites or your self-hosted, there's import and migration tools built right into PowerPress. And I am going to also be releasing a video rather soon on how to do that. So if I get that done before this post, I will put that link in the show notes as well. But basically, it's built right into PowerPress right there, you know, on the sidebar under PowerPress in your WordPress dashboard. If your podcast is, say, you know, at SoundCloud or Libsyn or any other sort of, or Podbean, you know, who knows, whatever, if it's not on your website already, you can use the import tool. So you put in your existing RSS feed, you select a few options there depending on you know, how you want to do it, and it will pull all those posts into your WordPress. And if you're going to be hosting with us, it will also initiate the migration. So it'll pull those MP3s or video files, whatever you're doing, over to Blueberry. And that happens pretty much automatically. There's one step you have to do. You go back into migration after the migration has taken place, and that's generally about 6 hours. I usually like to start that, you know, like at the end of the day, and then just come back the next day, and it'll all be done. And then you just run that third step, and that just relinks all those posts to the files that are sitting on Blueberry. And, it, you know, it couldn't be simpler that way. And if you're already posting in PowerPress but just want to move where your MP3s are at, you just do the migration without the import. And it works really slick. If you ever need any help with that, just get a hold of us, support@blueberry.com.
So, Mike, what happens then? You know, you say you can import the post as well. What happens if you don't have all of your posts in the feed? Is there a pre-step they should do with their old provider before they do the import? Should they change their settings and how many articles there are in the RSS feed to make sure that it encompasses every, let's say they have 500 episodes. Don't they want to temporarily change their episode count in the feed to 500 so that we get it all?
Yes, definitely. Before you do the initiate the import, make sure that all the episodes you want imported are in that RSS feed. Now, some providers won't let you do that, so you may only be able to get what they allow in the feed. But most providers do have a setting and say, you know, Todd says you have 500 episodes, then yeah, you'll want to temporarily put your feed up to 500. Now, that we don't recommend that all the time because the feed gets too large, but our importer will import that even if it is pretty big. And, you know, so temporarily bump that up to the maximum and then let it fly. And it'll pull in all those episodes and initiate the migration. And migration, by the way, for our hosting customers is, you know, at no charge. We don't charge you extra to migrate your old episodes over.
Now, moving that media is, you know, just a pretty simple thing. It's all automated. The team doesn't have to do any, like, touching of anything. So, you know, why charge for that? I know that, you know, our competitors charge to migrate, but we don't. So, yeah.
And even if, say, you know, your provider goes out of business instantly, you know, say, you know, you get an email saying, hey, we're gone, boom, you're done. And you don't have your episodes online, we can still migrate you, not really the normal way, but if you've got all, you know, make sure you have a local copy, no matter where you're hosting, make sure you have a local copy on your computer of all your episodes, and you just email us, and we can bump up your quota for the first month to just upload them normally. We can even give you FTP access, so, you know, we make it as easy as possible.
And one thing that's kind of cool, too, is that if your show's already listed on blueberry.com, we will have the majority of your metadata from your episodes. We won't have, because we don't carry everything over that's in your feed, but we will at least, and if you get left high and dry, we can get you back to the point where you at least have a semblance of a podcast without having to, you know, go back and hand jam and recreate every single post by hand. We have the ability to actually help you out there. So that's the power of having a directory and, you know, being with a team that has an extreme amount of RSS knowledge and everything that's going on. But the next topic, Mike, is one of those situations where it kind of drives you up a wall. You get an email that says, hey, cancel my service. You know, it's just got a name.
Yep.
And really, that's kind of not the way. We don't like to see people go. You know, we understand sometimes maybe you've stopped doing your show, and that's usually what it is. Someone has stopped, and they said, well, I'm done. I pod faded, and please cancel my service. So what should they really do?
Yeah, it's, you know, this, you know, the next two topics we have on the list here are kind of the same thing. But, yeah, if you want to cancel your payments, basically, to us, you know, you've stopped podcasting, and, you know, you just want to kind of tidy things up, you should go into your Blueberry account and go to the podcaster dashboard, and that's where everything sort of happens. If you have more than one show, make sure you have the right show selected. And then you go down to the bottom of that page, there's a billing section, and that's where all the billing magic happens. So right there is a big cancel link, and just do that, follow that through. That way we don't have to manually go in and turn it off. And that happens sometimes where someone, you know, they email, say, hey, cancel my account, and that's a manual process. It might take a day or two.
And also, if they email us with the email an email address that's not associated with the account, we have to go, what's your email on blueberry.com?
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, make it easy for us to find it if you don't want to do it yourself. But everything can be done by yourself right there in the podcaster dashboard in the billing section. And that goes for if you're already listed on Blueberry and you want to add a service. You know, don't go right to the homepage at Blueberry and add the service. Go into the podcaster dashboard and then go down to that billing section, and there's options there to add hosting, add a PowerPress site, add, you know, paid stats. And if you do that all in there, we don't have multiple listings. That happens sometimes where somebody will, you know, be on the directory, but not, you know, having any of our services, and they decide they want to move to Blueberry as their host. They'll go to the homepage, sign up, and the homepage right now, and we're working on a way to avoid this, but right now it says, hey, add your show, here, give us your information. And before long, they've got one listing on Blueberry that has their hosting attached to it, and then they have that existing listing sitting there with nothing on it.
Yeah, we need to make sure that doesn't happen. And I think what it is, too, is if you're logged in, you've got the ability to choose the show during a pull down and when you're at the checkout counter, and sometimes you just miss it. So
yeah, and it's like I said, it's something we are working on, you know, trying to avoid, you know, programmatically. But for the time being, if you want to add a service or remove a service, you can do it right there in the podcaster dashboard. And that just makes things a little easier, smoother for you.
And also, if you do have multiple shows, which a lot of folks do, and you've got 3, 4, 5 shows listed in your account, separate shows, you can make sure that you're selected on the right show in the podcaster dashboard, too. Because remember, when you're in the podcaster dashboard, you're generally in the first show. When you log in, it puts you in the first show that you submitted to the site. And then you can, up in the right-hand column of the website, you can actually change the change from show one to another show you may have listed on the site, so you can make changes to settings and so forth. So that's for those of you that have more than one show listed at blueberry.com. So what's the story about uploading to iTunes, Mike? I'm here. You've got this in big, like, bold letters. You don't ever upload to iTunes.
That's just one of those things that, you know, new podcasters, and, you know, and I don't blame you. That makes sense. But what happens is they come to me and says, I want to upload my show to iTunes. And, you know, okay, I guess it's just the old podcaster in me. It just bristles at that. You don't upload anything to iTunes. You submit an RSS feed to iTunes to be listed. And, you know, everything happens through your RSS feed. You know, even with, you know, and I say iTunes, but it's really Apple Podcasts because they rebranded that. But, you know, everybody still calls it iTunes, and you can still do it in the iTunes desktop software. But I'm getting sidetracked here. But the gist of it is iTunes is a directory. iTunes is like the phone book. And, you know, you can't have a listing in the phone book if you don't have a phone number. Well, you can't have a listing on iTunes until you have a podcast. And a podcast is an RSS feed generated somewhere other than iTunes. And so it's just a little terminology thing. It really doesn't bother me too much. I do understand. But, you know, just know that nothing ever gets uploaded to iTunes unless you're selling music or a book or something. But as far as podcasting goes, nothing ever gets uploaded. You submit your feed to them. They look at your feed. They take a snapshot of it every so often for your listing. And when somebody subscribes to to your podcast in Apple Podcasts on the phone or in iTunes desktop. They're subscribing to your website. They're just using iTunes or Apple Podcasts as the software they're subscribing in. So they're looking at your website. They're not never looking back at Apple after they've subscribed. So just know, you know, we get that a lot where, I posted an episode at 10 o'clock. It's now 11. Why isn't it on iTunes yet? Well, it's because iTunes hasn't taken that snapshot of your feed yet. But if I'm subscribed to your feed, I'll get that episode pretty much immediately because I'm subscribed to your website or I'm subscribed to your RSS feed. That's why we always say it's so important to control your RSS feed. Because
and what will happen?
Oh, go ahead.
And what will happen, Mike, is some folks are using some services where basically their primary feed updates and secondary feed that they have linked to iTunes hasn't updated itself, so iTunes can't even update because the secondary feed hasn't updated. So, yeah,
it gets complicated.
So you know, and it goes back again, folks. We continue to tell you this, and I can't tell you how many times I've been vindicated over the years that, and you know, there are certain folks in the podcasting space that poo-poo having you own your own feed or controlling your own feed, as long as you're not on a 295. You know, hosting account and you've got 500,000 hits coming into it, you know, your feed's going to be fine for 99% of the folks that are out there are not ever going to have any trouble hosting. Well, again, we've got 75,000 people that are using the PowerPress plugin on their sites with their own feed. So, you know, we're doing something right there.
Exactly. And by the way, I didn't write this on the notes that we're working off of here, but I've had lots of feedback from our customers about this podcast. That nice. They're really liking what we're doing here, and we really appreciate that. One of our new pro customers that's coming on here pretty soon was really happy that we're putting out this show and the PowerPress podcast. And it just sort of connects them to us, and I really appreciate the feedback.
Well, this is going to bring us to the end of your podcast. We try to keep these limited to a certain amount of time, and so like we know, you've got lots of things to listen to, but we appreciate your time with us. If you've got a comment, you can send it to yourpodcast@blueberry.com, and feel free to drop us a line. Mike and I both get that email. But Mike is Mike. Where they find you mostly at? Where? What's the best? Is there a? Well, I know where they reach you at most of the time, calling you or emailing you, right?
Right. Yeah, Mike@blueberry.com for anything blueberry related, and that works. I'm also on Twitter, MGDell. But you know, like I said, for blueberry, the best one is support@blueberry.com. That way, you know, for any support issues. Todd and I and Sean and Mackenzie, and Charles, we all get that email, and somebody will be able to help you quick.
And also, it's best to be in the ticket system, too. That way we know that the ticket's been responded to, and because sometimes an email drops in and we're like, did you get that?
Yeah, or I'll forget to CC everybody. I'll answer it, and then somebody else will answer it. But that's an internal thing.
But it's been our pleasure to bring you your podcast. We see that you're subscribing. We're looking at our own stats numbers. So the show grows week to week. This is your podcast number 10. And of course, this is your podcast. Mike, thanks for doing the production on this. Mike gets to do the editing. Of course, we really don't do too much editing, but everyone, thank you for joining us today on your podcast.
Yep. Thanks for listening.